Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My friends, this is so unusual. I'm sitting in my office at my computer, getting ready to share the word of the Lord with no one live. But I know there's a lot of you online who will be listening. What is really interesting is I have both dogs behind me, and Toby is still a puppy, so he might add his voice to it. So if he does, don't be upset, and I'll try and get him out of here. Folks, isn't modern technology interesting and a real blessing? My message today is keep your eyes upon the Lord. Or in terms of our Sundays for Lent, it's Oculi Sunday. Now in the ancient church, this is what Oculi meant, keep your eyes upon the Lord. Most of you know my favorite verse from the Bible is from Isaiah 43. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, because I love you. But if he is with us, do we see him? Hey, when was the last time you invited God to go get a cup of coffee and talk about how the Rays are doing when they're playing? You haven't. Well, just because we don't see him doesn't mean he isn't with us. So folks, we have a paradox, don't we? A paradox is two conflicting statements that disagree with each other, but both are true. So how can two truths exist at the same time? I think that's a good question. Don't you? Well, that's the question we're going to look at today. I really like our Old Testament reading today because it sums up all three main points. Now, since you don't have it in front of you, let me share it with you. Stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord. Speak to them all the words that I command you. Do not hold back a word. It may be that they will listen, all of them, and will turn from their evil way, that I may change my mind about the disaster that I intend to bring on them because of their evil doings. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to heed the words of my servants the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, then I will follow through. The prophet speaks the words that the Lord commands him to speak. God gives him the word that he shares with his people, and then he warns us what is going to happen if we don't listen to him. Now, my friends, the Old Testament, this one, this reading, is in the form of the law. It's not gospel. And remember, law is based on what we have to do, not what we receive from the blessing of the Lord. But the Old Testament is not always law. In fact, I shared one of the strongest gospel verses from the Bible. My favorite verse I shared with you at the start of today's message. Do not be afraid, for I am with you because I love you. Boy, that is a strong message of the gospel. But we still do not see Jesus in the flesh, do we? So what does the Bible tell us? Well, faith is the belief in things unseen. So to have faith is to believe in what is not seen. Now, when I share that with people, I've had people argue with me about the fact that if they can't see it, it isn't real. So think about this. Can you build a television set from scratch without a set of plans to go from? Can you build a cell phone in the same way? But yet, don't you all use both every day? Do you have a belief in things unseen? And it's a belief in things you count on every day. So do you count on Jesus every day? But how do you know he is there? How do you keep your eyes upon the Lord? As today's focus is about that point. Folks, actually, this is a really easy point to get across. What was the first song you learned as a child in the church? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. We are weak, but he is strong. He gives us his strength because he shares his word with us through the Bible. We can keep our eyes on him because we see his word in front of us when we read the Bible. We see him even though we don't see him physically. Think about that. We see him even though we don't see him physically. I think it's really simple. We know he is there because he tells us he's there. And folks, this message has lasted for 5,000 years. Now, I'm not talking just the 2,000 of the New Testament, but the 3,000 of the Old Testament and 5,000 years of the entire Bible. If we just listen to him, his Holy Spirit is with us every day, leading our lives in him. Sanctification, the holy lifestyle. Even though we can't take God out for a cup of coffee. But if we have a cup, we know he is always with us because he loves us. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you so much for being with us and giving us your word for our eyes to focus on, to keep our eyes on you. Thank you for this blessing, Lord. Amen. May this blessing of keeping your eyes on the Lord keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Alleluia and amen.